Okay, we'll call the meeting to order at 5:04. Start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Pull my chair over.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Okay, we can approve the minutes of March 11th.
Motion we approve it as written.
I'll second. Awesome. Okay, any additions or deletions that you know of, Gloria, to the agenda? Okay. Public comments, communication with citizens. We're good?
Yep, I just came in. Well, you had said the fire department wanted to come in. I did find something.
Did you? Yeah, and see, I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. We haven't heard anything more on it, and, you know.
Well, I see them, I'll let them know. It can be used for all different things, so.
Yeah.
Even like a community smoke detector program.
Okay.
Or like with the stuff they do with the schools, there's like five different things, so.
Okay.
When I see them, I'll give it to them.
Yep.
Looks like it's just for any fire department type thing. It's through the Firefighters Charitable Foundation.
Okay. Yep, awesome.
I get it for it.
Is it a match or?
No match.
None?
No.
For up to how much?
When you click on the link, some of it was up to like $25,000 depending on what you were looking for.
Really?
One of them was fire department equipment, which I figured that would be it. It says it provides assistance to acquire tools, clothing, and other necessary items needed.
And it is kind of necessary with what they do.
Yeah.
Is there a deadline date on that?
It says it's all rolling type things, and it's
nice.
I clicked on the form for it, and it's not a long form. I wish most grants were like that.
Right.
Basically, it was just information, what type of fire department they were, and how much they were looking for. And a little bit of information about their fire department, which, and it helps that they're a volunteer fire department.
Well, I think even if it's a rolling thing, it's always best to get in as early as possible.
Right, because it looks, they said it's around, all these are around the year, and they look at it every month.
Nice.
So once it's applied for it, but it looks like it goes on all year round, and there was a one for community smoke detectors, the fire, even for the AEDs, and then there's also one for juvenile fire center prevention and intervention program. So this one, they have it going on all the time.
Yep, nice.
That's good because those AEDs and stuff, they outdate. They don't,
You
know, they're not good for forever.
No. And I know they don't have a medic, so they wouldn't be able to probably get one of those.
Right.
They have to have a medic on.
Do you?
They can't do life-saving when they go on site because none of them are a medic.
Is the AED, is that, maybe I'm thinking of something else. It's not the wall-mounted box with the, like, that can, with jolt you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have one in my office.
Yeah.
And none of us were anything like that.
I think the last time I did CPR, they trained us on them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they must have CPR. They don't have any CPR training? Wow.
I don't know.
You would think as firefighters
they
would.
They're not a life-saving.
No, maybe not life-saving, but they should have the general basis.
They said they, Hana was the last medic they had on there. Troy, all theirs have to be.
Yeah.
I would think they should be certified in CPR too.
Okay, so if we don't have any water sewer stuff or...
Yeah, actually, okay. A few things. So, the blowers aren't getting any younger. or cheaper, unfortunately.
So this is the quote from Peak, who helped us out with the pump station, and then this is Champlin's out of Essex. Yeah, they're pretty
and crazy. So your blowers are working now, though?
Yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't say we have years left out of
but they have an estimated delivery of 1 to 2 weeks.
Right. So if it broke down, you could get a replacement.
But if it take 2 weeks.
Right.
So it's and we could definitely be like one at a time. You know, we can valve it off where keep an old one working and have a new one. And I mean,
but this is sewer, not water, right? This is sewer.
Okay.
I think if we buy it, we've got to go up on rates in order to purchase them.
Yeah. See, I keep waiting to get something from the auditors that says, this is the total amount of money we have in all our, you know, various CDs and checking accounts and everything else. And this is how much belongs to general fund and how much belongs to sewer and how much belongs to water. But for some reason, we can't get that. We at least don't have it now. Right now,
right,
we don't
yeah.
have it. Because it'd be so much easier if I knew exactly if sewer had anything.
Well, they're coming after, you know, beginning of May, after the end of April, right? Mm-hmm. Sometime
okay, so
in
what
May.
What is the difference between, are these the same thing from two different companies?
No, well, it's not, it is for their, what their quote is for the blower that they suggest. So they are comparative.
They're different blowers.
They're different blowers.
But is the 56 a total for two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just reading the final and you doubled that.
One,
that's why I was scared.
Well, that's 46.
Yeah, but I was reading the 56 and it wasn't
one.
Crossed out and doubled.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I didn't see the two up there.
Is that installed too?
Is that
so
one blow? No, that's two blowers.
I know the Peak is them doing nothing at all besides getting it to us.
Okay.
And then Champlin, I believe it's the install, but nothing to do with demo. Because they have like 3 days of startup time, so I would imagine they're installing it.
So you're talking about doing two blowers. That's the quote for two blowers. So
yeah,
if we did one, would it be half of that, or is it like more than half of that?
No, they're definitely two standalone units.
But I mean, they'll do one of them. They'd have to come, let's say we did one this year and one next year. They would have to come twice. So
it'd probably be, if that, like this one, it looks like it includes the installation time.
Yeah.
So it would be a little bit more than half.
A little bit more than half.
Because
okay.
their installation
and
cost.
Do they have to be replaced at the same time, or is it they're independent
no.
of each other?
I mean, they're definitely, they could because they're both pretty aged, but I don't see why.
How do they work, though, I guess? Does one, do they take turns working?
Yep, I alternate them back and forth.
You do?
Marcel was told at one point, you know, it's better to run one till it dies, and so you have one instead of going back and forth. But he said he always went back and forth, and I've pretty much gone back and forth too. But they're definitely losing their punch, and they are liable.
So if we split them up, it looks like we would be paying an extra, basically almost $3,000 if we split them up because of. This is that we'd have to pay each time, I believe.
Okay.
Because you've got travel time, mileage rate, and then the pump and control engineer on-site time for controls, installation, supervision, and startup and commissioning.
Yeah, that's probably like this $3,600.
Yeah, I don't know if that one.
I think that's just the extra stuff. I don't
yeah.
think it's
I think it's just over and above, yeah, that's all the other odd pieces. That is not...
People going to install?
Doesn't look it,
no. They're going to deliver it 1 to 2 weeks.
Okay, they would just deliver it. So the fact that they're 46 and that's 56 may not be a savings because it might cost...
Well, it still would be because this is $3,000 a year for install. But is this anything that you can install or we need somebody to install it?
I don't know.
You can do it?
Yeah, I would rather go with Peak, I think. I don't see why we could not pipe that all in. I'll take this bit.
So since we don't know much about blowers themselves, and you say those are two completely different blowers,
yep.
Which blower do you recommend? Or are they not that much difference between them?
Well, it looks, if I'm reading this right, the one from Peak is actually 28.4 horsepower, and the other one is only 15 horsepower? Is that?
Oh, yeah. The Peak one, they kind of forgot about us, and they just sent that over. And I had sent them some copies of, like, our OEM manual and pictures of the blowers, just like I did Peak.
Yep.
And, to be honest with you, I guess I didn't look at it that hard because that is quite a difference.
So which one's less?
Peak has a bigger motor.
For the less price.
Yeah. From what I'm seeing. And the hertz and the voltage are all the same.
Yes. The horsepower.
Do you want to look at them?
Yeah, because I've looked
at... Make sure, I might be reading it wrong.
No, $15 and... Yeah, 28. Because I sent them both the same information, and this is what they sent back. Because when I got this, I was just calling that the number.
Yeah.
Well,
if that's the case, Peak is a steal of a deal.
Right.
If you can install it and get a bigger motor.
I mean, that's kind of what I was
envisioning too. And they got the same hertz and all that.
Yeah, because I think this comes with the VFD. Is that... Right now, we don't have the VFDs, which makes it so it's a variable frequency, like we can slowly turn it on and make it half power and quarter and instead of just on and off, whatnot.
Which would be nice, I'm sure.
Right, and it saves on the electricity, it saves on how hard it is on the deals. But I'm pretty sure this has a VFD. Oh, how funny. I don't think they were improvements for the VFD. So at that point, this is definitely the better gig. I can get back to them and try to figure out a little bit more, but I...
Why don't you?
And yeah. I think it would be beneficial to, once we get our audit and see what money we've got sitting there, that's really sitting there. Don't you agree?
I do.
Because I think that's important, because if we've got the money there, you'd order two now. And get it done.
And we have to look at, if we had to take out a loan or something, exactly how much we
need. No, I have it on the
table. Right. Kind of stuff. Right.
Which, this is kind of in the same vein, right? This is, Gloria, it's a check to the National M&T Bank Wilmington Trust for 14.
That's one of the loan
72.
Payments.
Is that the loan payment for
20-year eval?
20-year eval.
Yes, that's our new loan payment for the 20-year evaluation that we just had done.
Not the
to
one.
Have the in-
to what?
That's the brand new one, right?
Right.
How many years is it? Do you remember?
I believe it's 7.
7 years. That's for the engineering to come up with what the evaluation to do the evaluation.
Okay, so...
For Aldrich and Elliott to do the evaluation.
So that's, how do I say this? That's coming out of the sewer department.
Yes.
So that's something else we have to consider when we look at the money we have, and that we're going to have this bill. And is this a quarterly bill, or...?
No, that's yearly.
That's yearly. Oh, that's not quite so bad. And it's for 7 years. That amount, I'm not putting you on the spot. I mean, you're looking like you're going
through your brain. No, I'm trying to think, because I just looked at it.
It must be in our book. Is it in our book? I got my book.
See, this is just a statement from them. Of course, it's nothing about anything about the loan. It's just from the financing company. It's through M&T that bond, you know, that we used.
But then we also have the one from Community for the store lift pump.
Yep.
Not this year.
Oh, I never get stressed out what you do. I was going to forget that.
What are we painting?
This is the roof. This is the standing seam roof.
Yep.
This is crazy expensive and it's ugly anyway, but Bob Carroll is doing it, said he's selling mostly these two colors.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it's going to have solar panels on it anyway.
Right.
And Robert thought that this color is going to match better with the beigey taupe, because we really don't have a brown out there.
Right.
This gray may swear, where black might be too black.
Yeah.
So we kind of decided this, if you're good with that. So then he's going to buy it in bulk, because he's doing this, and he's also doing the village office in the same color.
Can you tip it up a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. It's almost like a black.
Almost a black, but not quite. Yeah. Right, yeah.
I was going to say that black
color
we're drawing in the sun.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
But that's it, the 20-year eval 4125. It's $9,200 a year. And it matures 2029.
There it is.
What if we had him look at the well house roof, too?
It's going to be a different one.
That's pretty.
Where is the well house roof?
The well house out on River Road. And that roof is, if we could get a discount, or if we had money to, that's definitely going to need one pretty soon.
Is that right? Was it standing seam, or what is it? No.
That's old asphalt shingles, but it's definitely aged. Even like trying to pressure wash the moss off and stuff, it's deteriorating pretty.
That's the water, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
But I got another big water thing that I
You have another big water thing. You're very expensive, Carson, you know that? High maintenance.
When I was looking at this, like, oh man, this is not going to be fine.
What happens when we get in the expensive department?
Yeah. Yeah, so this is not a big deal at all. This is good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So what was that?
That's $1,472 a year for 5 years for the evaluation. That's the engineering part.
What is this one?
No idea.
20-year eval, that's got to come out of sewer too. Now wait a minute, that one's been going on. Maybe that
matures.
It says 20. There must be an error here. Oh, wait a minute. Is that one that we got at zero and like we got it 10 years ago, but it didn't start until, you know?
Maybe.
I mean?
I'm not sure.
We'll have to look into
that. Because it started in 2020.
Yeah.
It started, I mean, in 2020 we've been paying it.
Oh, we'll have to. I'll look
into that.
And it was
from sewer?
And that?
It's a 20-year evaluation, yeah.
The last, I'm not sure. Couldn't be, I don't know.
Oh,
I'm not sure. Maybe it's for work that they actually did, that they took a bond out to do some of the work from the evaluation, too, possibly. So what else you got?
On water, I guess. I talked to Kevin Murphy, who we get our meters from over in New York, and they had a meter programmer that they would love to sell us. $375, but then we can reprogram the ones that are zeros, and that's what I'm imagining. If we have problems with them, we can reprogram the number and input it in our system.
So Steve is reading the meters for Troy on Thursday.
Okay.
we were going to call the guy and get him here sooner than not.
Yep.
But when I said we'd had trouble reading some of them in the village, he says, let me do one more reading and know that it works okay, so I don't have any problems to report to him.
Yep.
So after Thursday, after he reads, if it comes out in Troy's work fine, I'm going to get him, he's going to get him here, that guy. He does all that.
Okay.
Like, he's literally going to have everything.
Oh, perfect.
He thinks, Steve really thinks that from back when our meters first went in, he can on-site just make it work. Like, he can, that maybe
the... Reprogram everything. Perfect.
But right. If he recommends that we get him one, then we can get one.
Yes,
you know,
okay.
Then we can, you know, if he thinks it'd be a good idea, then... Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're going to listen. He knows what he's talking about, you know.
Yeah. Whatever's going to get us to our end goal, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of the well house, we definitely should have a pump and motor. Right now, we'd be in a pretty bad spot if either of them went down.
But that's from... What's his name? And that's
Manash.
It went down before, and they come right up and they put it in. That's what happened before when Curtis let it burn out. When it burned out when Curtis was here.
Okay.
I should say. And they do. And because to have that, I mean, to have that money tied up and not have it, they can within 24 hours. They were here before and had it fixed.
Okay.
So I, my personal opinion, it's up to you guys, but and. It could happen and it might happen, but if they can come that quick, and they do, in the past they have.
Yeah.
You know.
When I hear it, because I mean, it's between the two of them, $19,272 for a motor and a pump. The motor is $10,322. I mean, Marcel was telling me that he was able to get both of those for like $8,000 years ago.
Yeah. He's gone through the roof.
That's
always so. When they come out quick like that, do they charge an extra fee or anything? Or?
That's part of their job. Okay. People break down and, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming it's they come because that's what they do.
Yeah,
we
probably pay more like to get it overnighted, but I mean, I definitely see what you mean. It is a lot of money to just have.
Just have it sit in the air and, yeah.
We're ready for the street sweeping. The street, we're trying to stay on top of, like, what we can on Pleasant Street, but I mean,
go to any town right now. City of Newport, I don't care where you go, you're going to see bumps.
Okay.
You are doing absolutely...
Listen, I drive it every night, and I hate that damn road, but it's normal this time of year.
We keep putting stuff back in, like, that manhole right there. And,
yeah.
You got the bump signs there?
Yeah.
I mean, it warns them to be careful.
I go below 25 on that street.
I drive on the opposite side of the road on that street.
Yeah.
Number one, it's your manhole covers, right, that are dropped, and it's frost, this time of year, you can't just, there's no hot patch, not that you'd use hot stuff on over it anyway, and the cold patch doesn't keep you, and again, you wouldn't cover those anyway with it, so you're doing the best you can.
Yeah.
I don't expect any more in what you're doing, because every town has it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to ignore it, of course, but you know, I'm like, am I wasting my time? You know, but all right.
It's rough. That road took a beating this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough, but and you can only do what you can
than
do.
Normally.
It is.
Yeah.
It's
and then again, it's
rough.
Going to be torn up and fixed this year, right?
That's what I'm hoping. So I'm hoping to talk to the Pope and get at least some kind of. Like, yes, he really feels like we're going to do it this summer, because that's another thing that's been, I've been thinking about a lot lately, is if we're going to have all these Pleasant Street and East Main and all that, and Railroad, if they're going to come through and do, are they just going to taper everything, or are they going to dig it up and do it all? What, do you know what they're...
I know, it just doesn't affect that, but I think 243, they're chewing right up to nothing. And I thought from 105 all the way into Newport, they're doing it the whole way. So I think that would mean that road. But I'm, and when they came in and had a meeting probably 3 years ago, it was a long time ago, and said that we would be in it for 2026, which starts July 1st for their fiscal year. I don't know what the, I know that like this isn't going to be eaten up, but for some reason I think that that one is. I think it is, because when they came in, they talked about, you know, I used to call it Fiddler's Corner, you're not old enough, but down across from Eric McCann's on that corner. That's going to be re-engineered with some kind of stuff. Like Mike says, they ran over to the garage and got stuff to keep it so that house didn't get hit on the corner, yeah. You know. They've engineered that. They were talking signage and lights here and there. And I mean, they had a whole engineered package plan as part of the repaving of that area. Like, you know, signage and everything. So I don't know how much is going to get done. That was way back in the planning process, you know.
Right.
And I don't know. I think Eric could answer that question for us. I don't know if he's back to work. His wife had a baby and he took some time off. So, yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, Mike, just the other day, he mentioned, I think it was a patent owner at Pike.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah,
Norm.
He hasn't even heard anything about it yet, about the state doing this. So, I mean, I don't know. I hope they do it. But with that being done, we have all kinds of manholes that are just disintegrating under it, and there's drains and all that. So, I think we're going to have some. I don't see myself and the help being able to get all of those done before the state were to be coming through and paving everything, and I definitely see it kind of needing to be done before, so we're not after the fact punching holes and down and all that.
Yeah.
But that's what I want to talk to the Pope and get some kind of game plan or what they're. Mike was saying that sometimes they even will assist that with, you know, if they know, you know, we can work something out. But I do. Like we talked about, I'm pretty sure Dan's going to be a little busy and not want to probably get in on those little jobs. So, I mean, we could, I know I had spoken to you about the Jay Knight, they've done some stuff for us. So, I mean, we'll possibly need them. Do we want them to come out and look at, like, if we do have to get all those done, say, at once.
Let's not get their hopes up just in case the state can assist us. Let's check with Eric first.
Yep.
We have a meeting when? Is it May?
Yeah, I have it written down.
I probably got it, maybe.
7?
Isn't it May? Pretty sure. Somewhere I had it written here. That's April, dummy. That's why.
Is that with Eric?
Eric Pope for District 9. The annual meeting is going to be at our office. He's meeting both Troy and North Troy at the same time at my office on some day. I don't have it here. I'm sure I've got it though. Let me stop.
Because there's so many. It's like I don't. We'd have holes. All over. So it'd be nice to know exactly when they're going to actually do it, and then try to. If they'll help us, that'd be great. If not, we'll have to figure out some kind of game plan. Because most of the manholes and some of the drains, they're on old bricks that are just disintegrating and falling down. And it's going to be constant headache.
Okay, Troy. May 8th, Thursday, May 8th, For Troy, is it 9:30? And the North Troy portion, is it 10:30 on the May 8th? Yeah. Did I say 9:30 and 10:30? I think so.
What is it?
Yeah. Was it 9:30 and 10:30?
Yeah,
I forget
what
it. On May 8th.
May 8th. Yeah. And which one is ours?
10:30.
10:30. What day of the week is that?
Thursday.
Oh, good. I don't usually work that day.
So yeah, we can, he will be able to give us a better idea of what they might, you know, it may be a case of like when they were paving Pine Street and you just ran and got them and they threw them in as they were doing too. You know what I mean?
Right.
As they went along. If that's, I mean, if that's a, you know, on some of it, I'm sure it's not the answer to everything you got going on over there, or is that all you have in mind? It's just the risers?
No, it'd be, I imagine the best thing to do, I mean, it's not cheap, but digging them up and taking those bricks out and putting the plastic risers, I guess. Yeah, is that what you...
Yeah.
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 Yeah, but it would definitely be the disruptive, you know, carrying, punching holes all over.
Right. Yeah.
But it would it'd be the best way to go.
Right. Sure. Yep.
Another thing for the streets, the stop sign that got hit over there, that on the corner of 802, the deputy just stopped by as I was walking in and he said, "Can you, if we could get a some kind of bill, whether it's how much, you know, the hourly wage was, or I didn't replace the sign, I just put it back up and all that. It was one pole that I used, but something so he can take that guy to court, because the guy was supposed to come in here."
Who was it?
Perry. Last name was Perry. Young kid.
Oh, yeah.
Newport Center.
Doesn't matter. That's fine. That's
fine. So I'm not going to hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, the deputy caught up with him. And I guess he's asked him a couple times if he's come over here, and he said no. So he wants to charge him with something.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can figure out what his hourly wage would be. I mean, and
he
maybe show.
Few hours, 3 hours.
Yeah,
I remember that day.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what I mean? You might have like in
You do have to go to Home Down Hardware to get something, some nuts or bolts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I can look at that. They'll see for that.
Yeah. And when you figure it's hourly, it's not as hourly, it's his benefits and everything.
Okay.
So you can, you know, I'd add.
And he also
and
has
the time to go to the hardware store.
The time and gas or whatever to go to the hardware store.
Yeah. Did you go to the one in Westfield?
What's that?
Did you go to the one in Westfield? Or?
I don't remember if we had something else to get. If we went to Pick and Shovel or if we went to Westfield that day.
Do you remember the date that happened, Kurt, or approximately?
I can figure it out because I have.
And how many?
Okay.
And everything.
How many gallons to the mile does that truck cost to drive it?
Not as good as we hope.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think on its best day it probably gets 13 or 14.
13 miles per gallon, yeah. So going to Pick and Shovel, going to Pick and Shovel with at least 2 gallons.
Oh, absolutely. That's what the tailgate off. You
Okay, anything else? Okay, we're, so you're going to look into those two, what are they, pumps?
Yep.
The two different ones. You look at them and for the next meeting, and we will look at...
In Champlin, I mean, they are definitely kind of overkill, super expensive. I mean, anytime they come out to look at our controls out in the back, any minor thing is like...
And I don't know where that went, but I was looking afterwards, and it actually says at the top that does not include installation. So,
that's
but at
the $56,000,
yeah. But at the bottom,
this quote does not include cost to demo and installation or integration with plant controls. Quote to be updated as project scope is clarified.
But then you look like the third line up from the bottom, third and fourth.
Engineer on site time, $2,240.
But read that, the whole thing, it says something.
Mileage trip, round trip for him is $224, and travel time to and from the project.
But read the whole thing, line, the third and fourth line up, from the bottom, the third and fourth line.
This one here?
Yeah.
Yeah, pumps and control engineer on
third and fourth up would be this one.
This whole thing,
enclosure? No, those two.
Yeah, pump and control engineer on site time. You don't need an engineer on site for 16 hours.
No, absolutely not.
This is just
so simple. We don't have any control of the thing.
No, round trip for him is $224, and travel time to and from is $450.
Didn't they use the word installation though in there somewhere?
For controls installation supervision.
Yeah.
But if you're able to do it, you can do it. So you're going to save.
Yeah, that's why I thought they installation. They said installation supervision.
Right.
So they're going to watch him do it.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
And make sure he's doing it right.
A lot.
So they include for the supervision of installation, but not for the installation.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, anyways. Carson can read both of them carefully and...
Yep, definitely. Okay, so we would like to go in executive session with you and Jen together if Jen's available.
That when we get home, we can do the rest of it.
They make their money.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So you can mark the time we go into executive session.
Yeah, we'll shut the tape off. Okay, we are going to enter executive session at 5:42 to discuss an employee policy.